Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Comcast and Charter Communications igniting a new fire in the cutthroat wireless business.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. With news of a hot new partnership, Comcast and Charter Communications have struck a deal as the top two cable giants look to get in on the action of the cutthroat wireless business. The Wall Street Journal first broke the story on Sunday. Let's get the very latest from the Wall Street Journal's Shalini Ramachandran joining us on the line from the newsroom. Hey, Shalini, welcome back.
Thank you.
Why might this work? What's the main motivation for a Comcast and Charter wireless partnership? Why does it make sense and what's at work here?
Basically, the cable companies are dealing with this marketplace where the pay TV business is sort of under assault from all these threats like cord cutting and it's basically saturated, and they want a new line of business and a new way to make their bundles more sticky for their customers and better retain customers. So today you might get cable TV, home internet, and landline phone. They think that by throwing wireless in there, people will be less likely to drop the service and jump to a rival. So what this partnership does, though, is it basically unites the two largest cable companies, and it gets both of them, you know, I guess, coordinating on technology on and other operations, and it basically could help them gain scale in a way that they probably couldn't otherwise, because they are still, they're not national companies. They
right.
still operate in certain service areas, even though they are huge. So they want to kind of gain scale together by creating this partnership.
You know, so now Wall Street speculates, as it's known to do, that, like you said, the two largest U.S. cable companies joining together, that might even indicate a play for a carrier like T-Mobile or Sprint. Is that a potential scenario here?
Yeah, I mean, it is. Basically, what they agreed to as part of this deal is that they said, we are not going to make a material merger or acquisition in wireless without the other person's blessing. And what that means is, you know, if Verizon wants to buy Charter, Charter has to say, hey, Comcast, is that cool? Or Comcast will have to participate somehow. That would be a crazy big
wow.
deal. Now, the other way it could work is if Comcast and Charter, basically neither one of them can go out and buy one of the wireless companies by themselves without first trying to make something work between with both of them. So it basically gives them more firepower when they're thinking about going after a carrier.
You mentioned briefly certain tech operations that could be nurtured in this relationship as well. What does that entail?
So the idea is that it'll allow them to learn sort of what works and what doesn't. So there's like sort of back office billing stuff that they need to figure out in order mm-hmm. to make a new wireless service work. They also have, you know, a network of millions of Wi-Fi hotspots, and they want to use that to sort of bolster their wireless service, which today runs on the back of Verizon's network. So they would, you know, eventually prefer to have it run mostly off the back of their own network, but the problem is Wi-Fi handoffs of voice calls and those things are still kind of clunky. So there's some technological advancements that could be done, and they think by working together they can do that.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Shalini Ramachandran about Comcast and Charter's new wireless partnership. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. With everything that's going on in this particular space, these days for companies like this, it's all about digital advertising. Is that also at work here in this big power play? Will they join forces to take on that world?
Right. I think it definitely is. I mean, AT&T and Verizon have sort of openly talked about how they want to go after Facebook and Google's, I guess, digital ad money. Those two tech giants are kind of sucking it all up right now in digital advertising. And so I think that will definitely be something something Comcast and Charter explore to kind of gain more scale in wireless and mobile advertising. And they kind of already work together in sort of like the local cable ad sales space. So I think it could be a ripe place for them to look.
We'll leave it at that. Shalini, thanks for the latest.
All right. Thank you.
For more on reporter Shalini Ramachandran's coverage of the TV and broadband industry, head to WSJ.com. So ends this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.